On this day back in 1961, the Marvelettes hit number one of the charts with Please, Mr. Postman. Hear that drum? Hear those drums? You know who plays those drums? Marvin Gaye, who went on to have a little success as a singer in future years. 22-year-old Marvin Gaye on drums on that track. And the song would also be a hit, number one in 1975 for the Carpenters. But the original's better. Marvelettes, number one on this day back in 1961 with Please, Mr. Postman. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, the brand new redesigned website. Content, giveaways, much more. Stop by at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. At Scott Bertram on Twitter. S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Joining us on the phone lines now, Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a whole lot more for the Michigan Backroads Report. Brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Ron, how are you doing today?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, I'm a little disappointed today.
Oh, and why is that?
Because once again, I was not named Person of the Year.
But you were
a slam dunk this year.
You were a few years ago, right? When Time named you as Person of the Year, we all celebrated that victory. So you know, maybe it's just not our time yet again.
I guess I'm just going to have to raise the bar again next year. So there you have it.
Well, you know, if you took a boat across the Atlantic, you know, to cut down on your carbon emissions, maybe could be you next year.
Well, you know, you say that, and actually, I'm planning to begin to cut down on my carbon emissions because this weekend is the snowmobile, the Mighty Mac. Have you ever gone to that event?
I have not, no.
This is a fourth year. They ride antique snowmobiles across the Mackinac Bridge. You got to be at least 25 years old, the machine has to be, to participate. And I'm going to see if I can just walk across. You know, that cutting down my carbon. I'm going to send an application in that, you know, I'm going to, because it's 5 below here right now with a wind chill of minus 20. And so we've got to do something about this global climate change up here because we're freezing to death.
Now, the snowmobiles have to be 25 years old. Any limit on the age of the drivers of the said snowmobiles?
No limit, but I do believe you have to have a driver's license because you are going on an interstate highway with these things. So I think you have to be old enough to have a driver's license. Not sure on that. I'll tell you, they have an antique snowmobile museum in Nobinway, just ways west of the bridge. And if you contact those folks online, I'm sure they can give you all the info.
Let's stay up north, Upper Peninsula. Ironwood with their community Christmas show also happening this weekend.
Yeah, that's at the Ironwood Theater, which is a historic building. And this is the westernmost town in the Upper Peninsula, and they put on one heck of a show. Most of it is featuring local and regional talents. So they got your singing, dancing. The Claudettes and the Santa Dancers will be performing. So if you're interested in a traditional Christmas event and you don't want to go outside and do caroling yourself, great place to go.
Ron Rademacher, more MichiganBackroads.com. We've got a meteor shower also taking place. Let's see, Saturday, Sunday? Yeah, right
Saturday,
over the weekend,
Sunday,
huh?
Yeah, and this is also, this is going to be the day after the full moon, which is called the Long Night's Moon, because this is traditionally, that is when December 12th is when winter actually gets started. That's the actual first day of winter. So this is one of the biggest meteor showers of the year. And even though it's coming right after a full moon, if you go out to one of the dark sky parks scattered around Michigan, you're going to have good. In fact, you have one down there by you guys.
Yes.
By Hillsdale. There's the Hudson Lake Dark Sky Park. There will be no light intrusion out there. You can see up to 120 meteors an hour if you can handle the weather.
Hey, anyone can handle the weather. We're tough, right? We can do it.
There's nothing. There's no such thing as bad weather. There's just poor clothing.
That's correct. It's the opposite of the summer. Like, you know, in the winter, you can always put more on. In the summer, you have to stop at some point under penalty of arrest from taking more off. And that's my problem with summer.
Yeah, in my case, just general public outcry. You know, put it back on.
So we were up north for a bit. How about Midland, Michigan, where I spent some time earlier this year?
Have you ever gone on that Christmas walk they have at Dow Gardens?
No, I have not.
But, you know, Dow Gardens, if no one's ever been there, in the summertime, of course, it's incredibly beautiful. At winter, they do, again, they kind of go old school. They have a little pathway you can stroll out through there. And when you get to the conservatory, you can warm up there, and they've got probably the best poinsettia display in Michigan. And that is supported by a live string quartet.
Very nice.
So, you know, if you want to drink a little hot chocolate and celebrate Christmas and the season, you can hardly do better than that Christmas walk at Dow Gardens.
Now, there are a couple of events that, crossing fingers, might need a little snow to make these things happen. What's happening there?
Well, you know, one of the really fun ones is the Percheron drawn sleigh rides over in Fenville. And that's at the Virtue Cider property, which is a place where they make apple cider in small batches, the traditional way, everything hand-picked, handmade barrels, the whole thing. And so they have these sleigh rides. They did say that if there's no snow, they're going to have a cart, and the Percherons will pull you on a cart. So if you love those great big horses and you want to have a sleigh ride, that's a great place to go. Pierce Cedar Creek Preserve, which is over by Hastings, They're having a dog sled demo. So if you're interested in learning about sled dogs and sledding, you know, being pulled by the dogs, they've got a free event going on over there.
See, and that's why winter is the best season. Sleigh rides, dog sled demos, it's not happening in the summer. It's only in the winter.
Yeah, no, you can't beat it. And, you know, up north in Roscommon, you can get free cross-country ski lessons, either traditional style or skate style. So if you've ever wanted to do that, this is a great place to do it. And they actually take you out into the woods so you get to experience that winter stillness in Michigan's forest.
Very, very
outside, neat. Outdoors winter in Michigan is absolutely the best.
Yes, sir. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com for more from Ron Rademacher. Ron, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, so good to talk to you, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. This is the Steve Gruber Show.